USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is moving forward with the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senators advanced her nomination today with a 51-48 vote. This came despite Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Maine Senator Susan Collins joining Democrats. The final confirmation vote for Barrett is expected to happen on Monday. President Trump not taking Sunday off from campaigning, the president spending time in New Hampshire, a state he lost in 2016.
But Sleepy Joe voted for NAFTA, which was the worst thing that ever happened to your state and all of New England more than any place. Your factories are still, some of them, empty. And China's entry into the World Trade Organization, he shuttered your factories, shipped away your industries.
The president also telling the crowd the United States is turning the corner in its battle against the coronavirus. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A top Biden campaign official says the Democratic nominee is going to what they believe is a new battleground state this week.
Biden is going to be in Georgia on Tuesday. He's going to actually be making a significant message speech there.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Kate Benningfield says Joe Biden will deliver his closing arguments in the state.
That we can come together to overcome these crises, that there's no challenge too great for Americans to meet, but the first thing they have to do in order to do that is vote.
The latest polls in Georgia show the race a dead heat. With stimulus talks a standstill between the White House and Democratic leaders, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she's waiting for a final answer from the White House as the election draws near.
I sent over on Friday the list of the concerns that we still had about what is the answer. My understanding is he will be reviewing that over the weekend and we'll have some answers on Monday.
Pelosi speaking there on CNN. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Homeland Security clearing up some misinformation regarding illegal immigrant children at the border. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
The Department of Homeland Security is responding to a report released by NPR alleging the agency is not doing enough to find families of minors separated from adults while trying to cross into the U.S. illegally. The policy of separating adults from kids began during the Obama administration, and President Trump ordered a no-tolerance enforcement of that policy at the U.S.-Mexico border. DHS spokesman Chase Jennings clarifies, for example, that out of the parents of 480 children whom plaintiff's counsel is able to contact, they've yet to ID a single family that wants their child reunited with them in their country of origin, possibly meaning they're getting better care in U.S. custody than their families can provide.
Reaction still coming into a peace deal that was announced on Friday between Israel and Sudan as part of its growing process of normalizing relations with Israel. State Department spokesman Morgan Ortega says this is a big deal.
Up until about 2 months ago, it had been 26 years since there was a peace agreement between an Arab state and the state of Israel. Now, in just a little over 2 months, we have three. So for those of us who have been working on the Middle East and North Africa for a long time, this type of history is just completely unprecedented.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.